Father, here we are once again, coming before you, needing change in us. Father, here we are once again, needing more of your Spirit, more love for you, more gratitude, more joy. We can't drum it up. We need it right from your heart. Connect with our hearts today, Lord, through our distractions, through what we think is important. Break through, Lord. Tear away the masks, the lies. Jesus, get right down in there where we live. Speak to us, Lord. Tear down those walls. Tear down those walls, Lord, that we will hear you today. We will hear you today. Jesus, we're right here. Jesus, you're right here. You're inside of us speaking to us. You're on the outside speaking to us. You're in heaven speaking to us. You're praying for us in heaven that we would hear you today. Lord, we present ourselves to you. We offer ourselves to you. Not unwillingly. We willingly step forward to offer ourselves to you today. Speak to us so we hear you, Lord. Let us be little Samuels, hearing you, in some cases in our dark night. Let us hear you, Lord, today. I pray that what I say isn't gobbledygook. It just kind of comes out of my mouth and just kind of gets caught in the ear canal and never makes it through. Jesus, speak much deeper than I can speak. Jesus, touch hearts much deeper than I can touch hearts. God, you're here. We're here. It's a match. We need your presence. We need what you're going to say. Help us to realize it. Help us not to be dull or dead. Jesus, have our spirit rise up over our soul to receive you, Lord. As we receive high worship, let us receive high worship in this time, God. Your word, your living word, it's not static, it's alive. Speak your word to us, God. Your spirit alive inside of us. Speak to us, God. The message of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus is here today. Speak to us, Jesus. No more business as usual, Lord, during this time. Help us to put away the distracting things in our heart, the distracting things in our hand. Help us to tune in. Go deep with you, Lord. That's where the good stuff is. That's where the cherry on top is. That's where the whipped cream is, Father, when we go in deep. Jesus, convince us. Convince us to be willing. We open ourselves to you today and Jesus' name. Amen. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. He can take the weak and make them strong. He can take the weak and make them strong. He can call down heaven to earth where it belongs. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. He can take the weak and make them so strong. He can take the weak and make us so strong. He can take the weak and make us so strong. Call down heaven to the earth where it belongs. Jesus, do it today. Do it today. You're a mighty, mighty warrior and you want to speak today. Do you know that every time something is given here from the front, it's prophecy? In one way or another? Because the people that we have speak here, and it's not just the two pastors, but the people that we have speak here are asking God, fill me with something for the people. Give me something for the people and for myself. And we usually hear the message first. The one speaking. And they're humbled by it. Each person is very humbled by it. And so they speak it strong, and you might think, oh, well, they just think they've got it all put together. They're the ones that know they don't. And they're appealing to each of you. I'm appealing to each of you today to realize we're all in the same boat, needing more of Jesus, needing more of his Spirit, needing more unity. This is so quiet. I want to go in there. There's so much peace. So today, what comes out of my mouth, expect it to be prophecy. Maybe it's easy to dismiss someone that you hear a lot. Pastor Mary Pat, I'm praying that she gets excited about the Lord. One day I know it'll happen. She's up here and who she meets, she's excited about. Who she's with, she's excited about. She's excited to tell you. She's excited about Jesus. She's excited about what Holy Spirit is doing. So many challenges coming against all of it. But she's excited about who Jesus is. We can let things get stale at front line. Forget the front line. We'll be on the back line. It can get very stale. It can get very stale. Even if we have worship that inspires us, that moment can pass. Then it's on to the message and ho-hum, let me look at my cell phone. We've heard this guy before. We've heard this person before, that person before. I'm calling you to something higher. Something higher. Ears open. Not to me, but what comes out of me. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that's supposed to be speaking to us. Beyond what I say. Beyond what I share. Over the years, we have kind of, I don't know, we've hung out with you people. We've gone on mission trips with you. You've smelled me on a mission trip. And it's not pretty. You've heard me at my worst. You've seen me at my worst. Some of you knew me when I had hair. You've been around so long. So you know me way too much, maybe. You know, pastors, they go into a secret room in a secret place. It's called their house. And they often stay there and they don't let anybody come over. And they send others on mission trips. And when people go to the streets, they go, well, you know, I'm the one equipping. And they don't go to the streets. When worship is done out in the community, they're like, they'll stop by and bless the worship team and keep on walking away. They don't get real close to the people. We've taken a risk. We've gotten close to you folks. And what happens is things get kind of stale if you're not careful. Oh, well, that's just Pastor Bill. We know him. We know he has faults. We know he has holes in his life. We know he makes mistakes. I don't have to listen to him. Come on. Come on. I don't have to listen to him. Close. Okay, you know, I'll act like it when I'm in the room. You know, I got you in the room. You're kind of in the container. And you have to kind of, you know, look at me once in a while to let me know you're paying a little bit of attention. And then there's those that are just soaking it up. You know, they're just like hungry, hungry, hungry. You know, I can tell up here. Do you know that? When someone's looking at their cell phone while I'm speaking, I don't go back to you and slap you around. Some places they do. Or they tell you from the front, put the cell phones away. No, that's your choice. That's your choice. God gives you that choice too. You know, you can be on your cell phone and not pay any attention to him. You can be on the internet and not pay any attention to God. I can do that, any of us. And we do it far too much. But am I going to make a message out of that? No. I'm not. Not worth it. Bigger fish to fry. But I'm telling you, when someone speaks from the front up here, you have to initiate some openness. Whether it's me or someone else, you have to initiate some openness. Because it can sound to your ear like, blah, 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 blah. And that's exactly what the enemy in the flesh want, right? That what we say is blah, 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 in your ear, and you walk away going, oh, that was good. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, Pastor, that was awesome. What did I say? I don't know. I'm just supposed to say that in church. That was awesome. And then there are those that come up and hug me after I give certain messages. They know that was not an easy one to give. They know I had to struggle through that personally. And they come up and give me a hug. Pretty awesome. I live for the ones that are open. I live for the ones that want to be disciples. I live for the ones that want to go to the nations. The multitudes Jesus walked away from. Don't get caught in being a multitude person. I want to see the miracles. I show up at Frontline. Maybe there'll be a miracle once in a while. Oh, there will be. But you don't want to come for the miracles. You want to come to connect with the heart of Jesus. He's the hero here. Jesus is the hero here. Not the pastors. Even with this message, you're going to think, oh, Pastor Bill, he's trying to get more respect, trying to get more honor for himself. No, I am trying to let you know I've been to the throne room, and he wants more honor from all of us. But with a smile, he's going, I can bring you to a better place. That person in front of you, you don't know what to say to. I can give you the words right from the throne room into your heart, into your mouth to speak to them, and it'll change their life. Don't you want that? I want more of that. I want more of that for Selah, and she's not even here yet. She better be on her way, I'm telling you. She's a day late, a dollar short. No, she's not a dollar short, okay. Well, I guess she'll enter the world a dollar short. Her dad will make up for that. Before I forget, I know I will if I get rolling here. Wednesday, there's worship in Jackson Park. We had worship in the middle of Canton yesterday. Do you get it? Worship in the middle of governmental places. Worship in the middle of communities and cities. If you're available to come on Wednesday, it starts at 7, right, in Jackson Park North Pavilion. It might be a thing to come to. It might be a thing to join with other believers and come there and maybe bring someone that likes the park and they'll end up loving Jesus. Be awesome.
and invite them to relentless pursuit that's free.
Let's go to Ezekiel today. Oh boy. Ezekiel. You thought it was going to be a New Testament message? I was going to give this downtown yesterday, and the Lord led me to sing my prayer. They asked me to pray, and they were interspersing a prayer in worship, and I ended up singing a prayer. I love when that happens. I didn't plan that. I was going to speak on this, read through this to the people there and pray it out over them. And as I'm in worship, he says, go this direction instead. Kind of like, you know, when they headed north into Asia Minor and then whoop, over to Ephesus. And they end up with all the cool things in Philippi and Ephesus and that area. And it led to the gospel going into Europe just by one left turn by the Holy Spirit. So I think this left turn yesterday was meant that you hear this today in a little bit longer fashion. Let's go to Ezekiel 36, 16. I think that's where I want to start. Open up your spiritual ears. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own ways and deeds. To me, their way was like the uncleanness of a woman and her customary impurity. Therefore, I poured out my fury on them for the blood they had shed on the land and for the idols with which they defiled it. So I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed throughout the countries. I judged them according to their ways and deeds. Okay, this is basically the prophet saying, you're in Babylon because of you, not because of the Babylonians. The Babylonians were used to give you a wake-up call. And now there have been several waves of people being brought to Babylon. Ezekiel says, I was in the second wave, and I've been brought to Babylon, and I'm supposed to tell you what's going on. God was part of this. You're being judged for what you've done against a holy God. When they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and yet they have gone out of his land. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations wherever they went. One of their big sins was they had God, they knew God, and they said, we want to serve idols. We want to do what we want to do. And it left a negative witness to the nations. How many know that God wants to be lifted up in all the nations? And he deserves to be lifted up in all the nations. Jesus is the desire of all the nations, the Bible says. It is that he is the desire when we give the witness to the nations as the saints of God in a positive way. So they weren't doing that. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name, or for my name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of the countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. And I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart, mark this one down, and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. It is the wise person that knows when their heart is turning to stone. It is the wise person that does something about that.
They don't blame others. They don't complain about others. They don't talk about the leaders behind their back, all that to try to solve it. They look at themselves. So a lot of Ezekiel is about calling the people, yes, the whole nation has sinned, but you need to come before the Lord as an individual person and get yourself right. And then you'll be on the way as a nation to success. God looked at individuals in the midst of this talking to the nation and saying, you're responsible. You're responsible to go after my heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Has he done that? Did God fulfill his word? There's a lot of shakes of heads, but in India, you know, you go like, well, Carl can do it. You do this thing and it's something other than what you think it is. Okay, I'll ask again. Has he done this?
Yes.
I love it. Even, you know, the obvious answers I want to hear strong. Okay, yes, he's done this. With the falling of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2, and he's allowed us to have the Holy Spirit in us when we invite Jesus in, and the Holy Spirit can live inside of us. That changes everything. That changes the whole equation of the earth. Us alone, not much gets done. Striving, performance, good intentions. But the Holy Spirit inside of us, dunamis power, dynamite power, everything can change across the earth. We can do greater works than Jesus did. How is that possible? Because there's more of us in the body of Christ doing those things across the earth. But we have to stay in unity to be a body. We have to stay with the picture, stay with the family, stay with the tribe in a heart of unity in order to accomplish those things. Verse 28, then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Kind of keep in mind that these things are being fulfilled, and will be fulfilled in the future. God works on multiple dimensions, multiple levels at all times. So I love it in the commentaries of some of these things. They go, well, we think this is referring to the time in the future when in the millennial period of time, we're not thinking that it was the time of Ezekiel, And I'm thinking, God does it like 12 different ways, 12 different times. His word is fulfilled several times over throughout history. Why limit it to one time? That's, to me, man's mind going, we can only comprehend that he would do this for one time in history. Are you kidding me? He does it in the spirit. He does it in the physical. He does it in the physical history of man. He does it in the spirit of man over and over again. We're being taught by this today. They were taught by this 2,700 years ago in person by Ezekiel. I will deliver you from all uncleannesses. I will call for the grain and multiply it and bring no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit in your trees and the increase in your fields so that you need never again bear reproach of famine among the nations. Has that been fulfilled in the land of Israel since 1948? The answer is, like the other answer, yes. Will it be fulfilled in the future? Yes. Will it be filled in the far future? Yes. Yes. Just over and over again, he is going to fulfill his word. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sake do I do this, says the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. The city of Jerusalem at this time was one big, messy ruin. Has it been rebuilt? Yes. Will it be rebuilt in the future? Yes. More and more. And it'll be a point, a flashpoint for history in the future that'll blow us away. Everything will center on the city of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord God, on that day that I cleanse you from your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. The desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. So they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. Wow. And the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations which are left all around, you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord God, I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase their men like a flock offered as holy sacrifices, like the flock at Jerusalem on its feast days. So shall the ruined cities be filled with flocks of men. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. In other words, this situation was so bad, there's no way it could turn around. There was no, hero of Israel that was going to stand up and say, we're going to reverse this, like a David. They didn't have anybody that could reverse it under the power of the Holy Spirit. So God just said, I'm going to reverse it, and you're going to see it. You are going to witness it. Now think of that. These people are in exile in Babylon. They have no hope of returning to Jerusalem, rebuilding it. They have no hope. They've been told your own sin brought you here. Your own sin brought you to a desolate place, to a desperate place. Have you been there? And God says, I'm going to be the one that turns it around. The desolate places in us, the dry places in us, I will be the one that turns it around. Now, he'll do it for the nation. He'll do it for the body of Christ. He'll do it for Frontline. But will you be on board with it? Some of the ones that are the most excited in Frontline are receiving some persecution within Frontline. That's sad. That's sad. They're receiving some persecution from other areas, families and so on. But within Frontline? Do you want me to talk real? Or would you rather have me hold back? And that's why I know that in Frontline and other places, there's some desolation in people's lives, no matter how well they smile or how they are in the worship stage. That's serious. If I don't say something about it, the rocks will cry out against it, because we have to be on some kind of a page together in unity as we go into the final battles for the earth. So it's time to go to your own life. It's time for me to go to my own life. Where am I preventing more unity? Where am I preventing any one of you from getting closer to Jesus? What in me needs to be repented of? Get that refreshing from the Lord in order that you go higher. I have been doing that. I'm in the process of doing that. I'm doing that more than any other time of my life, trying to find things in my life that don't line up with Jesus and letting them change. And they're not all changing. and they need to change. And I want them to change. Oh, there's no outright sin. Not running off to the bars and having a good time and then coming in here and preaching. Not running after loose women and none of that. Comforting, isn't it? It's comforting, isn't it? It's not that. It's the little things, the little compromises. I want those out of my life. I want those out of your life. It's best. It's best. So here it is, chapter 37. You thought 36 was my message? 37 is it. Here it is. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord. Ezekiel's being led by the Spirit of the Lord to speak and set me down, or to receive a vision, I should say, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord, you know. I thought that was kind of a cool answer. You know, God. Don't ask me hard questions. You know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. And the skin was covered, the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. See, it's the breath that makes it work. We can all work at being better Christians on our own, privately. But unless the breath comes in, we won't really relate to one another very well, and we definitely won't be able to see what God really has for us, his destiny for us. It's all about the breath, just like it was with Adam. Adam, formed out of the clay, there he was. There he is. A clay statue. Wow. Way to go, God. You're pretty good making clay statues. What made the difference for this hunk of clay? The Spirit. When it was blown into him, his breath given life. That wasn't just so that clay could become a man and walk around on the earth. It was a message to us. We can't just be clay and let him, you know, move a couple things on us here and there to fashion us and say, oh, job well done, God. We need his breath. It's called ruah. There's three different kinds of breath in this passage. There's breath, there's wind, there's spirit, and they're all ruah. Say it. It just feels good. Ruah. Ruah. The Spirit of God. That's what differentiates those that are anointed in him. Those that are able to fulfill a destiny in him. Those that are able to prophesy to the earth. From those that are just a shell. Dry bones. You might even have some flesh you allow him to put on them. Some sinew. But without the breath taking over, you're a shell. I'm a shell. We need to to hear from him and respond, then we have the life. We have the breath of life inside of us. And he also said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as it was commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. We can't be an army together unless we have the breath together, ruah together, and we participate in it together. There are those on the outside of the breath, in front line, on the outside. And they have the bones. They've come together. They have the flesh. It's come together. They have the sinew to tie it all together. But they're missing the breath. We're missing the breath, some of us. I call you in to receive more of the breath, the ruah of God. That's what's going to make us a mighty army together. Oh, but how do you make a mighty army out of... You think he needs many? We already know he doesn't. Those nations on the wall know that God doesn't need thousands. He needs willing hearts filled with the ruah. And they can change the nations. They can change Jackson Township. They can change Canton. They can change Stark County. If you're waiting for the mega churches to do it, they will join. But don't be surprised if a small place leads it. Don't be surprised. That's typically what he does. I think the willing hearts in the mega churches, in the big churches in this area, are starting to get nervous. Because somebody's moving outside of their large body in Stark County. There's little groups getting together to pray, and they're not part of it yet. And so I'm calling them into it. I'm emailing these folks saying, join. Join in, not because of your numbers. Join in the willing hearts with other willing hearts. This is serious business. This is serious business. And don't take me wrong. I go to meetings at many different churches now with many different groups of people, and I love them all. I want the willing hearts to join up. It's time in unity. In order to see revival, Frontline can't be, you know, the revival. It has to be across the board in the body of Christ. So I'm calling them to a table. And some of them are responding now. They want to go to lunch. They wonder what in the world is going on in Stark County. That's a good thing. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. What was the biggest problem? A lack of hope. Some of the people seated here this morning, this afternoon, there's something missing in the area of hope. Some of your hopes have been dashed. Some are distressed. Some are depressed. Some are disappointed, in despair, disheartened. Right here in this room. I care about that. We're in the body of Christ. We have the Spirit of God. We have the joy of the Lord. We've got to see the Ruah come to you, refresh you, lift you up, go beyond the bones coming together and some flesh being put on your spiritual life. The Ruah is going to take you to higher places and greater things. But you have to say yes. You have to say yes. You have to say, all right, I've been playing around more than I really want to admit it. I've had dryness, and I don't really want to admit it to anybody. It's time to admit it. It's time to admit it. Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, and I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. The rest of the chapter talks about some sticks that come together. I was going to go through that, but I think I'll just give you the summary. It's about unity. In this case, it was basically two groups of people that needed to come together for all this to work. For us, it's us coming together and then coming together with other parts of the body of Christ. There has been more meetings for unity that actually have happened in the last couple of years than I've seen in my entire life as a Christian. We should celebrate that, be part of that, and it can only increase if we're unified with one another. And if that means you need to come and talk to me and say, look, I've got this against you, man. Pastor Bill, you did this to me. You said this to me. You didn't smile at me. You didn't shake my hand. You didn't seem to care when I this, that, and the other. Waka, waka. Whatever. Come. You might be surprised. I won't say, well, I'm the expert around here. I'm the big shot. What are you coming to me and telling me that for? Don't be critical. Don't be. You might find, I go, you know, I could have done a whole lot better than what I did with that. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. So I'll just say it now, and then if you want to come in close and tell me how I've hurt you, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Unity, we all have to do that with one another. There's no big shots. There's people in roles. There's people that are called to do certain things, but there's no big shots. Jesus is the hero of this place. Not Pastor Bill, not Pastor Mary Pat, not frontline in Stark County. We're not the hero. We need each other. We need the body of Christ. It was so cool yesterday to see that happen in the middle of Canton. It's going to be so cool in the park on Wednesday. See another aspect of it. You don't have to be at every one of those to join in, but find some place to join in. And if it's just to come to Relentless Pursuit, it's not convenient for you. Join in unity with the body of Christ that comes from other places on the earth. And now Brother Yoon from Germany by way of China persecution. Incredible. I'm trying to sound like Andy. It's incredible. It's amazing. These people are coming here. We're in connection with them. No, I wasn't that great, but I'll still work at it. So what's the cry of my heart today? I think you're hearing it. You can't be alive in the Spirit and be in unity only with yourself. Yeah, I think I know what's going on. I'm such and such an age. I know. I don't need to get too close to these wackos. Pastor Bill doesn't do everything right, you know. Pastor Mary Pat, she might look like she does everything right, but I know her number. Or whatever. Does that help? I ask you, does that help? No. It doesn't. So come clean before the Lord. It's not about us. Go ahead. Whatever's going on in some hearts. If you're dry, you're going to say things like that. They did with Ezekiel. They did with Jeremiah. One of the reasons he was a weeping prophet is because God said, you'll speak to the people. You'll cry out to the people. And they aren't going to listen to you. Think of that. That's your ministry. Woo! No wonder he's a weeping prophet. I gave you a ministry and you're going to have no effect. Now go and do it. Wow. Yeah, let me sign up for that. But I know there's effect in frontline. Because we're going to different parts of the county. We've got our kids going to different parts of the county. Come on! And they're speaking the word of the Lord under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, not just their own little desire. Some of the stuff that came out of their mouths on that tape, that wasn't them. Come on. Something's going right here. Ruah is here. Are you going to participate in it? Some of you are participating in your own unity. Ditch it. Ditch that. I have my own way of looking at it. And I don't have to. You're right. You don't have to. But I'm calling you to the Ruah, to the real life. You dry bones, those of you that are. You saints that have some of the flesh, some of the sinews, great. Get the breath of life. Get the breath of life. I say it with a smile. Some of you are not smiling back. Okay, we're going to take names. I want you to participate in the breath of life, in the wind. And fire and wind. What happened? Where are you? Enough of your excuses. You don't have to be at every service. We don't take names. We don't take attendance. And there's no sign up for frontline. You know, there's no membership. It's all on a willing heart. But I'm telling you today, some of you have lost a lot of fire. Even with the mission trip to Mozambique, and they came back with the fire, and we all enjoyed it. Some of you said, that's cool. Wow, that's awesome. It was there for the taking, the Ruah. Come to the table, the banqueting table. Quit being at your own little table in the corner. Are you hearing me today? I'm smiling. I'm happy. Call me the happy prophet. Call me the Ruah prophet. Call me something happy and fun. I don't want to be the negative prophet. I don't want to say to you, oh, you sinners! No, because I'd have to look at myself and go, ugh. But I am calling us to higher ground. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
Is there anything wrong with calling to higher ground?
No.
What's my job? Say it louder. What's my job? Do I enjoy my job?
Yes.
Do I want you to enjoy it also?
Yes.
By going to
higher ground.
higher ground. Ruah, come on, where are you? Some of the ones that are the most gifted in this fellowship are not using it. Where are you? And some are using it, but they put a cap on it. I will do thus and so, but I won't do thus and so. I will do thus and so and thus. This is my gifting. No, your gifting is to be a radical, fired up, nutso Christian in this fellowship. Have I ever said you are only a worship person and you're only on the worship stage? Never. Our worship people should be the most radical evangelists in this place. I said our worship team and our worship people should be the most radical evangelists in this place. You are not just a worship person that sings or dances or drums or plays guitar or any instrument. That is not the end of your responsibilities in the body of Christ. I had to get that out. Your responsibility is to be the craziest person on the earth for Jesus. And you encourage me to do that. Some of you are encouraging me right now because some of you are smiling that this message is being given. You are devious. Because you're happy that I'm speaking to all of us in this way. What's really in my heart? What's really in me? And I did yesterday, too. That's 2 days in a row. I'm on a path here. I'm having fun here. Calling you to higher ground. Come out of your shell. Come out of your clay. Come out of your dry bones. Quit making excuses. Quit making your own standards. Let the Holy Spirit give you the standards. Let the Holy Spirit give you His ways. And they'll be a lot different than your ways. His ways are higher than my ways, our ways. Always. Don't seek for the lower level. Go to the upper floor, to the penthouse. Where Jesus is. He doesn't go to the lower floors and go, well, I'll just hang out down here. I don't really want to go up there. He's always at the pinnacle, always calling the nations to Himself. And sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't. But eventually He's going to be the desire of the nations. So desirable. I want to help usher them in. And it might be starting here in Stark County more and more. And it might be overseas more and more. You think we're done here? Do you think we're done here? You think our enthusiasm is just doused a little bit? Because we've had so many challenges in the last 5 years. And in the last year, it's been a flood in people's lives. Just look around. Look how many people are going through difficult challenges we prayed for and prayed over and so on. But there's new life coming. We have faith here today. We have Selah on the way. Come on. What's He saying to us? There's a breath coming, a breath of life, a breath of joy, a breath of new high ground we need to go to. Some of you are discouraged. Some of you are distressed. Some of you are shook up. I've been there in this season, and I've come out of there. Not in weeks, in hours. When I'm at my best, in minutes. Otherwise, we would have quit. We would have quit. Do you see us quitting? Don't you get into quitting. Or, well, I got to go someplace where there's some people. We're people. I'm people. You want some people? Come on over. We'll have some deep talks. Deep. Telling you. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Call us all to a higher place. You're the one, not me. Prophecy comes out of the prophet's mouth, and it's whoever is speaking. If they're speaking in your name, you fill them with your words. You filled Ezekiel. I prophesied Ezekiel to your people, Lord. And it should have the same effect as it had in his day. It led to fulfillment in many lives. I'm asking that that happens today with what was shared. Whether they understood everything I was saying, let them see the heart. Your heart through me, to them, to me. We all need more of your heart. You don't want us to be in a dry place, a desolate place. You brought a whole nation out of that and set them on higher ground. And now every nation in the world is coming against them and they can't take them down. Why not? Because you're behind it. Let that be our experience as well. Anything can come against us. Anything, any challenge, any kind of sickness coming against family members, any kind of difficulty with people not coming to the Lord in our family, and they're in so many ways persecuting us, or whatever the situation, God. It's not enough to quit, because the Ruah, you are here, Lord. Your breath, your life, your wind is here with us, in us, those of us that know you. And we can go to a higher place in you. We don't have to stay on the lower floors. We can go to the penthouse. Hang with you, Jesus, and you will show us over the city what it needs, over our family what it needs. You'll show us from the high places what needs to be done, what needs to be torn down in our lives, what needs to be torn down in the lives of others that we can influence, Father. Are we to be influencers? Yes. Are we to speak into people's lives? Yes. All the time? No. Led by your Spirit. I want to be led by your Spirit. I want to be closer to your Spirit. I want to be in the throne room more. Father, I take every person in here to the throne room right now. That they have to look at you, your face, what you're thinking about this message. They have to see this is your heart crying out, not just mine. This is your heart crying out. I take them all to the throne room. I've taken others there before by your inspiration. And God, I wasn't the one doing anything in their lives. You did. Do it again. Do it again, God. Shake people up that need shaken. And if that's me, start with me. You already are shaking me to my core. Jesus, for me to finish well, I need every bit of Ruah from you. Life, breath, wind. God, we need it from you, and we need it from one another. We can't live for you in a corner. That's not what you planned. Live for you on our own. We'll be the big shot Christian over in the corner by myself. No. Never was designed that way, Jesus. Draw in the strands back into the material, God, that are out there on their own. Draw them in. Take those dry bones, put flesh on them, and the most important part, breathe Ruah into us, God. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the time as we respond to your Spirit. It's good for us. It's good for you. Jesus, we worship you today. We honor you today. We bend our knee to you today, not to this message. We bend our knee to you personally. We face up to you in the throne room and say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. I've made so many excuses. Jesus, forgive me. I've made so many of my own plans. Jesus, forgive me. I've made my own standards. Jesus, forgive me. I've been dry. I admit it. Fill me with Ruah. And he will. We believe you will. You'll fill each of us, God, a new level of ruah, a new level of life and breath and wind. In Jesus' name, we bless you, God. Amen. Amen. Okay, in five, we'll take a 5-minute break, and then I'm going to start up and no.
Before we close, I'm just going to invite anyone who wants to come up for more of the Ruah of God to do so. I was just provoked by what Pastor Bill said, and I want to read you a little quick paragraph from Brother Yoon so you can think about this, and it's probably in his book, but here's what he said yesterday or the day before. He said, before I had the courage to walk out of prison, this is the third time he was in prison, so this is a culmination of 10 years, okay? But before I had the courage to walk out of prison, I kept repeating these thoughts. Lord, bring back the captives. Bring back the captives. Bring back the captives from Psalm 126. So let me just read this. There's 6 verses. Listen to this. And he was taking this courage that was mustering up inside of him as a blessing of the Ruah of God, intimately connecting with the Lord, just raising up so that he could actually do it. You know why? Because both his legs were broken, because he had tried to escape in different things, and it's a whole story. But he had broken legs, and he had open wounds and open sores. Nobody wants that. He didn't want that. You know, he wasn't saying, oh, this is fun. But that's what he had. But he needed the courage to step up and walk out of the prison. The Lord was opening the prison doors. So if there's any lack of hope here in any way, the Lord is saying, I'm here to give you the courage. That'll be my Ruah of God. That will come upon you. That will be in you. That will release you. That will take you to another place. This breath of God. So let me read these verses, because he was crying out for others. This is so good. And maybe we have some things that the Lord's provoking us in the inside. We give that to him. And that's good, with the caveat, Lord, I just need your Ruah. I need your breath. I need your presence. I need you to come upon me in a new way. Maybe your summer was just kind of, oh, that's nice. And the Lord's saying, I want to light you on fire. I want the Ruah to take you over. Brother Yoon was in a position like that, in jail physically. And he had to do something. God didn't say, well, everything's okay. He said, nope, you stand up. Your dawn is coming. Your dawn is here. That means you've been contending for 10 years. And he said that the hardest thing, and I'm sure he'll share this when he comes, but the hardest thing for him that people would ask him was, I just didn't know if I would live or die. I didn't know. It was the waiting and the endurance. And do you know what, guys? It is such a joy to do kingdom with you guys, because the Lord says, you are here and you've been waiting, you've been enduring, you've been pressing in. And the Lord doesn't want these little things to get in the way. He doesn't want the little foxes to get in the way and steal our joy, steal our focus, steal our hope. So this Ruah will rise up and come upon us. So let me read these 6 verses. They're so cool. It says, when the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. And then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears will reap with joyful shouting. So we've been sowing many in tears, and the Lord says, I'm going to dry the tears, and you're going to reap with joyful shouting in the midst of the stuff, in the midst of before the dawn is upon us, before the answer, the final answer to prayer is there. You've been contending for a long time, and some of us have. I'm one. You guys are. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't say, I've had enough. No. Say, Lord, your courage is coming upon me. Your ruah is coming upon me. And you're going to see me through, and I'm going to call those captives back. Because that's my job, to love you and love others into the kingdom of God. And so here's the last verse here. So good. It says, restore captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Whew. So here's what I wrote this down. This is really short. And when you get it from him, oh my gosh, I mean, he's standing there and speaking in Chinese, and somebody is interpreting for him. And he's just sharing what it was like back in, I think it was 97. I think that's what the year was. I wrote down somewhere here. He said different years, but I think that's what it was, and it's in the book. But here's what happened. So he's in prison. Whew. His wife was in another prison at some point, but not at that point. I didn't know if I would live or die in prison or get out over these 10 years. The hardest part was waiting and enduring. But then he said that the Lord was building this amazing endurance in him. He was becoming like an iron man. He was becoming like gold. He was becoming so strong. And the Lord was saying, don't come together in unity. There'll be unity in the prison. But where I will take you will be your work. So get this one. So as he's in prison, after these legs were broken with these things going on in his legs also, he said, you have called me to preach. You have called me to preach the gospel back to Jerusalem. You've told me to go to the south. You've told me to go to the west. And now you're going to expand my territory. What does that mean? And so he said that the Lord told him, I have to find the exact words because I want to say what the Lord said to him. He says, you have to hold on to the promise and build your dreams together with the Lord. Dream with God. And when he calls you out of prison, it's going to be the dawn of your new beginning. So here's what he said. You have called me to preach the gospel. The legs are broken. And he says, hold firmly to God's promises. He says, I have to find it one second. This is all yesterday, so I have to find it. He says, on the day I will come out, it will be like a dream to me. And so people would actually, they were praying for this in a place that was near him. They gathered for 5 days. And they actually, it's amazing, but they heard his knock throughout those 5 days. And he's just in prison. Can you imagine this for 10 years? And they thought, oh, is it Brother Yoon? Is it Brother Yoon? So they would go to the door and he wasn't there. But the Lord was preparing them. But it took 10 years for this. It's a long time. And so the Lord spoke to him and said, your dawn is upon you. Your dawn is upon you. Get up and walk out of the prison. Walk through the gate. And he talked to the Lord and he said, Lord, do you realize I'm in prison? Of course, he's talking to him. And he told him again. So the Lord entered his cell. I don't know how. I don't know if he physically came in. I don't know if he heard a voice. You know, it was hard to tell what he was saying, and he'll clarify that here. But when that happened, he stood up. And if you've read the book, he's walked down several corridors and steps, and he walked through gate after gate after gate. And there was a taxi waiting for him there. And he gets in the taxi, okay? Listen, and he's got this thing hanging from the mirror. And I don't know what it was. It was something hanging. Must have been a key or something. Because he said, the Lord told him, he said, you hold the key of David. You have the heart of David. That's who you are. You're a worshiper. You have the heart of David. You hold the keys. And when I open a door, no man can shut it. So if there's anything personal at all, or any kind of or whatever in our lives, Lord just says, just say no and give it to me and receive my encouragement and my ruah. And that's what he's doing today. So exciting. So exciting. And I just really believe, I want to pray. And if you want to come up, if there's anybody that's sensing that or feeling that, you know, sometimes when we're seers, we get really weird dreams. And we start dreaming a bunch of gunk. You know, it's like, oh, I feel even worse when I get up in the morning. The enemy wants to mess with us when we're sleeping. He wants to mess with us when we're awake. He wants to derail us. He wants us to get in the wrong path. He wants to neutralize us. Not this group. This is the group of enduring people. You are enduring people. You have hearts of gold. You've got hearts of David in this room. And God's wanting us to go to the lost and the broken and the poor and the downtrodden. And we haven't done it all right in all the perfect way because Jesus is perfect. But people are trying. And so God's saying, just band together and watch what I do, because I am going to release something so powerful that fire that you would say, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything. It's what I want to do. It's who I am. I just want to be in your presence, and I want to be able to give up and give over. When I was in this conference, and I heard somebody say, oh my gosh, they said, the presence and the power of God needs to be first even before your family. And I thought, well, you're going to get shot. Because we've said that, and you get shot because people don't understand what that means. And they think you're against family or against something. But the Lord's saying, no, when the power of God comes upon you and that Ruah rises up, you start being able to see what you can do and what you will do and what you'll release. And kids will follow. You know, we're all trying in this place. But it was really interesting to hear this again. When we were praying for missionaries, I walked up in the front and I was praying for some people that felt that they, you know, wanted to give their whole life, missional lifestyle. So I was praying and I was saying, Lord, just show me where you want me to go. I was praying for this one woman who lives down in Florida. She may end up going overseas with us. And she had prayed right before that. She said, I don't want anybody laying hands on me or touching me. I don't want anybody to do that you're not sending over here. Well, that's good. I didn't know that. So apparently that worked. So when I was talking to her and she's crying and this power is coming upon her, it was so sweet. And the Lord gave me words to encourage her. And she had this crazy disease that came upon her just recently, in the last year, just out of the blue. It's like, what the heck is this? And she didn't know what to do and how to deal with all of that. And I was giving her words. I didn't even know it. So the Lord's saying, I want to encourage each one of you this morning. I want you to feel strengthened this morning. Not beat down, but lifted up. Not discouraged, but encouraged. But the reality is, if we think everything's just fine, if we're not on fire, then that's just not right. The Lord wants to light our fire. That's what he's wanting to do. And that's why we're stepping out. So if you want more prayer, you can come up. I'm just going to pray. Somebody can back me up here who feels like they want to or can. That would be nice. If not, it doesn't matter, because in Africa, we don't have a worship team. We just pray. But I just want to pray right now. If anybody wants more prayer, just receive. Father, we just thank you for this encouraging word today. Lord, it's not meant to condemn. It's meant to release us into a place of acknowledging that you are King. You are Lord, and you're calling us to work together and receive your Ruah in a great way. Father, that the nations will be lit on fire, God. The universities here will be lit on fire. Your holiness will be pervasive in our hearts and our lives. And we thank you, Father, for someone like a Brother Yoon, God, who is setting the stage for what's coming, Lord God, who understands what it's like to lay down his life and say, any place in the world you want me to go, I will go through anything. I will release my cares to you. I will ask you to take hopelessness out of me, God. So I'm asking for that today. So anywhere there's hopelessness in any way, that there would be just hope rising up, God, that we would have your eyes to see the bigger picture. So be filled to overflowing with your fire, with your vitality, with the Ruah of God coming upon us right now, rising up on the inside, God. For it's about your presence, oh God. It's about you, Jesus. It's about intimacy with you, even in the midst of suffering. Father, we put our families in your hands completely, and we stop trying to navigate and hold on. God, give us the ability. Give us the courage to put our families and those closest to us and everything else in your hands and trust you today. Thank you, Holy One. Let your spirit come upon. Let your spirit rise up within. Let there be a holy fire that races through this place. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's just begin to praise him. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you for worshipers in this house growing. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that's restored. Thank you, Lord, for all that's moving forward in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We just say yes and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're raising up the radical laid down lovers and missionaries and evangelists and prophetic ones who God, who will be the new breed of missionaries that we have decided before the foundation of this ministry, but in our hearts that that's what we wanted to see. So God, that was your dream and we're dreaming with you and you say yes and amen. So we say yes to that, Lord. Yes to that, Lord, for our own lives. Anywhere, we'll go anywhere, we'll do anything for you, for the sake of love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just breathe on this place. Breathe in these people. Breathe in their hearts. Breathe in their souls. Breathe in their lives. Breathe, God, right now. Let it be, God, that we will not be going backwards. We'll be going forward in you. And we will live in a place of joy. We will receive and release your joy. We will say, for the joy set before you, you endured the cross. You are holy, holy, holy God. We thank you, God, that you overwhelm us, Lord. And we will not be content with the mundane. We will not be content with the normal. We will say, Lord, doesn't matter our age. You have brought us to a place of saying, light me on fire, God. Light me on fire again. Light me on fire again. Let your fire just release over this place. Let your fire just release over this place. More, Lord. Let your fire just be released in this house. Let it be, God, that the fiery ones will stand up. The inferno will be here, God. And this will be a new day, a new beginning, new hope, new revelation, new God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let it be for the fire to come and the fire to be released, the fire of the Holy Ghost to come upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be. Let it be, God. Here we are, Lord. We're just your little kids. Let it be, Jesus. Let it be. No more. No more. No more. No more. Anything but your courage and your boldness, God. That we will live for you. We will move for you. We will breathe for you. The Ruah of heaven is in this place. Thank you, Lord. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Just raise your voices and sing out to him. Just raise your voices and sing out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stir us up in our most holy faith. Stir us up right now. We sense your fire. We receive it. We receive it, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. Today is a new day. Father, that we would go low, that we'd rise up and we'd love you well. We'd receive your love in our hearts. Receive it, God. There's nothing that's too big, nothing that's too deep, nothing that's too strong, nothing, Father God, at all. Lord, this is your moment for us. Thank you, Lord. Let there be a shift that comes upon us right now. Shift. Come upon us right now. Thank you, Lord, for the floodgates are open. The floodgates are open. The Lord says, rise up, women of God. Rise up, men of God. Rise up, people of God. Rise up. Rise up. The gates are open. The doors are open. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let it be. Let it be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shakaraba. Thank
you. Strong. He can take the weak and make them strong. Our God is a mighty warrior that built his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. He can take the weak and make them strong. He can take my weakness and make me strong. Bring the Ruah, the Ruah, the Ruah, God. Bring your breath of life, your wind to my soul. You are God, a mighty warrior. Build your kingdom on the earth. Bring me more of Ruah. I receive your Ruah. Breath of life, wind of life, come into me more and more and more. The Ruah, breath of life, fill my lungs, fill my lungs. Jesus, you are light. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. He can take the weak and make them strong. You can take my weaknesses and make me strong. God Ruah, God Ruah, God Ruah, bring it to my lungs. God Ruah, God Ruah, God Ruah, bring it to my lungs. You can take the weak and make them strong. You can call down heaven to the earth where it belongs. Our God is a mighty warrior. Built his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. Our God is a mighty warrior to build his kingdom on the earth. He can take the weak and make them strong. Here I am, Lord, here I am. He can take the weak and make them strong. I am first, God, move in me. He can take the weak and make them strong. He's a mighty, 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 mighty warrior. 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 Here we are, just your children. Make us mighty warriors, children. Make us mighty warriors. You are the God. You are the Ruah, Lord. You are the mighty God of Israel. Oh, you are the God who brings the breath of life to me. You can take my weakness and make me strong in you, oh God, today. You can take my weakness and make me strong in you, strong in you. Make me a mighty warrior too, strong in you, strong in you. Make me a mighty warrior too, hey! Strong in you, strong in you. Make me a mighty warrior too. You can take the weak and make me strong. Call down heaven to earth where it belongs. You can take the weak and make me strong. Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior. I admit to you who I really am. I'm taking off my mask once again. I'm coming to your throne room. I'm facing up to you, God. I see your face, Jesus, before me. Now I must admit just who I am before you. I'm lacking, I'm needy, I'm poor, I'm wounded, much by my own hand. I come before you, take off the masks, I'm real before you. Take off the mask, I won't believe the lies anymore. Here I am. I'm just your child, but I've been acting childless. Here I am, God, make me into something higher, higher, like a warrior. Oh, it seems too high, too high, too high, too high for who I really am behind the mask. Change me, God. Make me into something special. I am clay, but I need the breath of life. Jesus, make me into something special. I am the clay, but I need your breath of life. Bring the ruah, bring the ruah, bring it to me, bring it to me. Bring the ruah, bring the ruah, bring it to me, bring it to me. You're a mighty, mighty, mighty warrior, mighty, mighty, mighty warrior. Conquer me, conquer me. I submit for eternity. Here I am, just a little child, but I've been so childish, Lord. Wanting my own way, I've been selfish. I become before your face, your presence. Here I am, being real, not on Facebook, but in the throne room. Here I am, being real, not to my friends, but to your face. I'm here, being real. I'm coming before you, repenting for me. Jesus, I am real. No more games within me. No more masks upon me. Here I am before you. Here I am before you. Jesus, I need your ruah. I can't do this by myself. Jesus, I need your ruah. I can't do this all by myself. Jesus, I need your ruah. I need your presence in my life. Jesus, I need your ruah. I need your power in my life. Here I am, just a little child. Here I am before you. I want to worship and adore you. Here I am, just a little child before you. I want to worship and adore you. Here I am, just a little child before you. I want to lift up your name in glory. Here I am, and just before you. Open up my heart that I can adore you. For real, no more masks. For real, no more strategies. No, for real, here I am, just a little child. Just a little child, just a little child. But I don't wanna be childish anymore. Childish anymore. I wanna worship and adore you. For real, here I am, here I am, here I am. Mighty warrior, conquer me. I am the nation. I am the nation that needs to be one for eternity. Conquer me, mighty warrior. Conquer me, conquer me, conquer me, mighty warrior. Conquer me, conquer me, conquer me, conquer me, conquer me, Lord. Conquer me, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your fire. Thank you, God, for the Ruah of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, that you go with us wherever we are. Thank you, Holy One. You're so beautiful. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you for this extended time, God. Touch our hearts in the deepest place. You're so amazing. Thank you, Lord. Just bless you. We bless you. Just be encouraged today. Go with God's grace on our lives, your life, and just be strengthened and encouraged. And may you just experience the winds of the Spirit continuously blowing through you, over you, around you. And remember, He's the one that gives us courage. Just step up, step in, and receive. The dawn of our day is upon us. Just receive that. Praise the Lord for your lives. Thank you for your willingness to endure. Don't let anything get in there and spoil what the Lord's plan is to move us into the places. And with His Ruah, it won't happen. Spend lots of time. Intimacy is the key with Him. Beyond anything else, find that place. God bless you all. God bless you all. Love you. Bye-bye.